Welcome to day 49. We are up to Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin, and we're going to begin the halachos today of Shichacha, the third and final of the Matnos Aniyim, of the gifts of the poor that come directly from the field. We learned about Peah, that's when a portion of the field is left unharvested, and the Aniyim, the poor, can come collect that themselves. Leket, when grain falls to the floor during harvest, that's also left in the field for the Aniyim. And now we're going to learn about Shichacha, when grain is forgotten in the field, that is also left for the Aniyim. There are two types of Shichacha. It can be either from standing grain, when a farmer forgets to harvest certain grain, but the more common case of Shichacha that we're going to discuss today is when Shichacha is after it is harvested, the grain is left in piles in the field before it's brought in. And if it's left at that point, it's forgotten in the field in those piles, the already harvested grain, that is Shichacha, and the Aniyim can collect from those piles. So we're going to learn when and how Shichacha applies. So says Mishnah Zayin, Ha'omer Shechu Po'alim V'lo Shechu Ba'al Bayis. If the workers in the field forget certain piles of grain are there, but the Ba'al Habayis, the owner of the field, is out there also, and he doesn't forget, he knows where they are, or the opposite. Shechu Ba'al Bayis, the Ba'al Bayis forgets about certain piles of grain, V'lo Shechu Po'alim, but the Po'alim don't forget it. Amdu Aniyim B'fanav, O Shechibu B'kash, or if there are poor people who are standing in front of already harvested piles, and the goal, they're hoping that if they stand and block the view of those piles, then the owner won't see them, the owner will forget them, and then it will become Shichacha, and the Aniyim can take it for themselves. Or if they covered it in bikash, with straw, right? Again, they try to hide these piles of grain, so that, again, their hope is that the owner would forget about it, and it would become Shichacha, and they would be able to collect it. In all of those cases, Hareze Eino Shichacha, that is not considered Shichacha. If the owner then remembers it, he's allowed or she's allowed to come and collect it. It does not have to be left for the Aniyim. Why? Well, in the first cases, someone remembered, either the owner or the workers. As long as someone remembered, it is not Shichacha. Both people have to remember. All parties have to forget in order for it to be Shichacha. And in this last case, the Aniyim manipulated the case. They were trying to hide the grain from the owner. That is not Shichacha. Shichacha is only when it slips one's mind, when it's naturally forgotten, not when it is hidden from view, not when it was manipulated so that it should be forgotten. That is Mishnah Zayin. Says Mishnah Ches, and in order to just understand Mishnah Ches, we should just review. There are a few different steps of harvest. Grain would be harvested. The stalks would then be piled together or bundled together to form a little bundles, I guess. Then the bundles would be put on the floor on the ground in small little piles while they continue to harvest the field. Then afterwards, when you had a bunch of these little small piles, then all of those small piles would be brought to be threshed to the threshing floor where the grain would be separated from the stalks. And we're going to learn that the general rule, spoiler alert, the rule is that only when the piles are being brought to the final destination, only then, if they're forgotten, once they're brought to the final destination or on the way to the final destination, at that point, if they're forgotten, then they're Shichacha. Then they are left for the poor. But if they're forgotten earlier than that, then it would not be Shichacha. And we're going to learn that right now. Hama'amer l'chova'os, we're going to learn a bunch of different examples of small piles that are not yet its final destination. So if someone piles things together in kova'os, like a hat, imagine a hat, the way it looks if it's on the ground, it protrudes slightly above the ground, small piles. L'chumsos, or if they were grain that was inside small little ditches. L'charara, if they were put in these kind of flat sort of piles, small piles in the field. V'lamarim, or other sorts of small piles. In all of these cases, they are just examples of small piles that are not yet on the way to the final destination. They're just being kept there while they continue to harvest. In all of those cases, ein lo shichacha, they are not yet eligible for shichacha. If at that point they're forgotten, you can still go back and take them. They do not have to be left because they are not on the way to the final destination. Mimenu v'lagoren, if they're then taken there from there to the threshing floor, if they're forgotten at that point, then yesh lo shichacha. Then there is shichacha because then it's on the way to the final destination. Hama'amer l'gadish, imagine a farmer says, you know what, I'm not going to take it to the threshing floor. I'm just going to collect all the small piles and put into one big pile, not on the threshing floor, but one big pile, and I'm going to take care of the threshing there. So in the mind of the owner, in the mind of the farmer, that big pile is the final destination. Then yesh lo shichacha, there is shichacha because that's the final destination. Mimenu v'lagoren. But then if he decides, you know what, I actually do want to take it to the threshing floor, I changed my mind, this is not the final destination, there's going to be a different final destination, the threshing floor. So then ein lo shichacha. Then there is no shichacha anymore because once it was eligible once for Shichacha, it cannot be eligible again for Shichacha. So in this case, it became eligible as soon as the farmer thought this was the final destination. If he then adds another final destination, it's no longer eligible. If it's forgotten at that point, the farmer can go back and collect it. Okay, Zeha Klal, and that's what we're going to learn right now. This is the general rule, a summary, and stated more generally. Kol Hama'amer L'makom Shehu Gemar Malacha, anything that is being piled up to a place that is considered the final destination, Yesh Lo Shechecha, then there is Shechecha. The final destination in terms of threshing, then there is Shechecha. Mimenu V'lagoren, if then there is another stage, the farmer says, you know what, I want to take it to another final destination, so to say. Ein no shecha, we saw that already, because it cannot be eligible twice, so there's no shecha. Lamakum she'enu gemar malacha, if a person's collecting it to a place that is not considered the final place, so for example, collecting it into those small piles, right? Ein no shecha, there is no shecha. Mimenu v'lagoren, but if he then takes those to the threshing floor, which is the final destination, yesh lo shecha, there is the shecha. So again, the same action of taking it to the threshing floor could have two different results. It either could be eligible for shechecha if that is the first time that it's considered the final destination, but if it's the second time that it's considered final destination, because originally the farmer thought he was going to leave it in these big piles and not take it to the threshing floor, then it would not be shechecha. So again, it all depends on whether it is the final destination. It needs to be the first final destination for it to be eligible for shechecha. Okay, that is the fifth parak. We will continue with the sixth parak tomorrow.